Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Seton, there are things in life that are okay to cheap out on. You know, if you go to the car wash, just get the express wash. Yeah. Just a rinser.
Right.
And you can tidy it up at home. But speaking of cars, the one thing you should never cheap out on is your battery. I'm no tech, but I can tell you that you don't want to be with a bad battery, especially with winter around the corner, and no one wants to end up with a lifelong. My buddy Mark has a car. He was over at my place the other day.
Notoriously Cheap Mark is
Mark,
his nickname.
Mark's car battery, I'm not kidding, the other day in Vermont, died in my front yard, and I had to jump his car to get him home.
Come on, Mark. Get it together.
Get it together, Mark. Go to Interstate Battery. That's why you need Interstate Battery. I'm talking to you, Mark. America's number one replacement battery brand, and the battery auto techs prefer 3 times more than the other brands. Keep your car prepared for anything, especially with winter. Get a quick battery test today to find out if your battery is going to go bad, and make sure you let your family know to check their batteries, too. Come on, family. Find your closest Interstate Battery dealer at interstatebatteries.com. You can also check them out at Facebook. Interstate Batteries. They're made for you. They're made for Mark. They're outrageously dependable. Check out your batteries at interstatebatteries.com. That's interstatebatteries.com.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have, like, around the door. And
can you bring in a picture?
Snowflakes. Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah,
he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
You can't hang something of it, another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two here on the Dan Patrick Show, brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Driving performance, I am Jason McIntyre. He is Rob Parker. 1 hour in the books, and if you missed the first hour, well, you'll have to catch a podcast. It was fun. But I have a feeling hour number two will be a little more fun. Rob Parker, hope you had a merry holiday.
Post-Antarctica? It was. Antarctica was great, and Christmas was great. And looking forward to the start of 2020, as Barbara Walters used to say.
You know, I think you jokingly have talked to me during the break about being in Antarctica, and I think you said you were the only African American to set foot on the continent.
No, that's not true.
This calendar year?
No. Actually, when I went, it was 24 Americans on the boat. It was 73 people, and 11 were people of color out of the 24 Americans.
Yeah. So
it was very nice.
Getting your culture on.
Yes, it was unbelievable. Met people from all over the country, and most people who were on the trip, Antarctica was their seventh and final continent.
Wow.
When you want to, like, you know, so that's why most people make that trip.
So was this one of those, like, party boats like the Minnesota Vikings had back in the day?
No, it wasn't a party boat.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
It was not.
I didn't know if it was
it was a nice-sized cruise ship. It was great.
That's good. Good. I'm glad you took in some culture, went to Antarctica. But I have to ask, were you watching any sports?
No, no TV.
No TVs. So you didn't watch LeBron decimate the entire NBA en route to the best record in the league.
Oh, when he was beating all those also-rans and cupcakes. And now,
here we go.
No, I'm going to tell you, because what I took out of Sunday's loss to the Clippers.
Wednesday's loss, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, Christmas Day is what I meant. I know, it felt like a Sunday. Was that basically the Lakers are championship frauds at this point right here.
Oh, gosh. Championship frauds.
Championship frauds. The two teams that are standing in their way are the Milwaukee Bucks
and the
Clippers. Yeah. No, okay. I'm saying those are the two teams.
Okay. Yep.
And they met the Bucks when they were both 24-4. We saw how that turned out. I know it was the last game of a five-game road trip, and if you want to make that as the excuse, go ahead. They've now lost four in a row, and the team they can't beat is the Clippers. Game one at Staples, they lost that game. Clippers didn't even have Paul George back then. And then they were up by 15 on Christmas Day, and they couldn't hold on to that, and they got beat. I'm telling you right here, right now, the way their team is constructed, and the Lakers are the second oldest team in the NBA, there's no way they could beat the Clippers four times.
What do you mean the way they're constructed?
I just don't believe that team is going to be able to beat the Clippers four times out of seven to win a series against them.
Is your issue that they just aren't strong enough on the wings where they're, you know, the Clippers have Paul George, Clippers have Kawhi, two of the best wings in the league, and the Lakers have Kuzma and LeBron?
That's what they're looking for. And LeBron, against the Clippers so far, game one, shot 7 for 19. That was in the first one. And 9 for 24, including 10 threes. He missed 10 threes, I think the most ever in his NBA career.
Yep. Meanwhile, Kawhi was pretty damn good in both games.
He was very good.
Yeah. That's load management fraud, Kawhi Leonard. The guy who's ruining the NBA with load management, just FYI.
I'm not into the load management, but LeBron is the one. The term came out for LeBron. That's when the first time we actually heard it.
Right, but he was load managing in January, okay? After he had gone to the finals 8 years in a row or whatever it was.
It doesn't matter,
it's okay in January. You can't miss games in the first month of the season like that diva Kawhi Leonard. Don't give me this. He's a humble superstar. He's a diva. His uncle Dennis, back in June, went to the Lakers and said, oh, yeah, I got a list of demands. He put on a ski mask and said, I want a private jet. I want equity in the Lakers. They looked at him like, is this a joke?
And
Uncle
you know what?
Dennis is a fraud.
This is what negotiations are. Oh. You ask for the moon because they might give it to you. And here's the other thing. The Lakers planted that story. That's what it sounds like, allegedly, that they planted that story out there right before this whole Clippers,
oh, yeah,
Lakers game, because they thought it would get to Kawhi.
It did get to Kawhi. No, he's a diva. It's official.
It
he is a diva. He's booed in every arena in the league.
Because he dropped 35 on the
he
head and 12, yeah, he 12 rebounds.
He had a pretty damn good
and this is the other thing. The Lakers were so bothered by it that they didn't sign any other free agent. They waited to the bitter end thinking that they were going to get Kawhi. They were so turned off and so bothered by Uncle Dennis, who they now want to call Dennis the Menace, because he's the one who asked for the moon. The Lakers have some nerve. And then LeBron, the whole thing, oh, you know, my groin is messed up. It got in the first quarter, he said the groin was re-aggravated, right?
Yeah, when Patrick Beverley, the dirtiest player in the NBA, needed him in the you-know-where.
No, and then LeBron, all of a sudden, in the second quarter, at the end of the second quarter, AD falls back on a shot, lands in the stands, right? Lands in the stand on Kevin Hart, and here comes LeBron. Oh, I got to get in on the action. Although my groin is re-aggravated, I'm going to run over to the stands and hop in Kevin Hart's lap. Right there.
He was running around the court the entire game.
I'm asking you, though, what are you doing on Kevin?
He's having fun. This is basketball in December. This ain't the NBA Finals, Rob.
So you're telling me his groin was hurt only after the game because they lost? Just like when they got swept by the Warriors, he shows up in a soft cast in a press conference.
He broke his hand on the chalkboard. You're punching it because J.R. Smith is such a knucklehead.
I've been playing all the whole series with a broken wrist or whatever you want to come up with.
Okay, hold up. He had 51 against KD and the best team in NBA history. Yes, better than your Bulls with Michael. That was the best team ever. LeBron nearly beat them by himself in game
one. But my point is that don't wear that to the press conference looking for sympathy because you got swept. Put that on after the press conference. And the same thing, if LeBron and them would have won that game the way it looked when they were up by 15.
Up by 7 with like 7 minutes left.
There's no way that he'd even come in and bring up that his groin was messed up.
What it is, Rob, he realizes that Kawhi Leonard started load management in November, December. LeBron never previously load managed in November, December.
But he did.
And LeBron said, you know what? You're 28. You're a phony. That's what Kawhi Leonard is, a diva phony, and you're load managing in November, December. I'm going to start to do that. I don't need to play these games. I'm going to take games off, and LeBron should. He turns 35 in 4 days. You need to give him a birthday shout-out today.
No, I will
LeBron
give him a shout-out.
LeBron turns 35. He's the old man who's killing it. He's right now, I believe, the MVP of the NBA.
LeBron, stop it. LeBron is the phony. And right now, you look at the Clippers, that great start that the Lakers had. Now the Clippers only have one game, have one less win than they do. And you would have thought that the Lakers were running away with something. They weren't running away with anything. And they've lost four in a row.
Oh, no.
And now that LeBron is gimpy, it could be six or seven before we know it.
Fine. Who cares? Listen, okay. Let me give you. So you're calling the Lakers frauds, okay? There are, according to the two important stats, offensive efficiency, defensive efficiency. The Lakers are one of three teams that are top six in both offense and defense. The Bucks, the Celtics, and the Lakers. Clippers ain't in there.
And you're going to tell me the Clippers are on a better team all around, top to bottom. They got 10 players deep, the Clippers. Tell me they're not better than the Lakers.
The Lakers are the best team in the NBA.
No, they're not.
The Lakers are the best.
No, they're not.
When it comes to, listen, you can take, fine, how about this? I'll give you the Bucks and the Clippers are awesome in December. You know who's going to fold like a cheap table come playoffs? Giannis and the Bucks.
The Lakers haven't been in the playoffs in 6 years.
Hey, you play dominoes, right?
And LeBron James is the fofote, finals failure of all time. He's got six. He ain't the GOAT. He's the fofote. And you know I'm right. He's lost six NBA finals. No other former MVP of the NBA has as many losses in the finals.
Do you know he was the underdog in like almost every series?
Oh, well.
The one I'll give you is the Mavericks, okay?
He choked that one down. You remember
that? That was brutal, and I know people will never forgive him. Hey, it's funny. Time out, Rob Parker. I need a T.O. You are willing to forgive anything Antonio Brown does. Anything! Doesn't matter the lawsuits, the stuff against all his baby mamas, whatever he wants to do. But LeBron loses the finals to the Mavericks, and you'll never forget it. No second chance for LeBron. Boom! I got you.
No, you don't.
I see you laughing, Rob.
It's like Patriots cheaters.
No, Rob, that was for you. It's the same thing with the Patriots cheating.
What?
That you don't give them a second chance or a third chance.
No, but they got caught cheating at least two times. I'm still waiting for the
ball. Antonio Brown has more lawsuits than LeBron has finals losses. Okay?
Tom Brady's the load, and LeBron James is the fofote. And to throw it in, Kevin Durant is the masote, the most sensitive of all time.
Hey,
so I got everybody covered.
I want to do a whole segment on KD.
Rob Parker.
Do you think he realizes, oh, my gosh, what did I do getting in bed with Kyrie Irving? The Nets are so much better now that Kyrie's hurt. We'll get to Kevin Durant in a minute.
They'll be fine. When both of those guys get there.
That's going to get ugly.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes.
They'll be fine.
So LeBron and Anthony Davis are terrorizing the league. And what they realize is, guys,
terrorizing
other
the league.
Teams. Yeah, they had the best record in the league. They were on pace to win 70 games.
Do they have it now?
No, because they realize Antonio Davis, take a day off, they lose. LeBron, take a day off against the Nuggets, they lose. Like, come on. Doesn't matter what happens in December. The Lakers are wising up and getting smarter.
Hey, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I still think the Clippers have the best roster up and down, 10 deep. They got a best coach. They got a better coach.
Doc Rivers?
Yes, they got a coach who did a great job last year. That might have been his best coaching job.
Yes, he was.
And that guy won a championship already. You know, last year they won 48 games. They went to Oakland and beat the Warriors, who weren't injured at the time, with KD, with everybody, and they won two games without any stars.
Doc Rivers and Kevin Garnett have a title is because Danny Ainge built a super team. That's it. Let's not give Doc Rivers all the credit in the world.
He still has to.
What did he do with Lob City? They flamed out every year in the playoffs. Come on, Doc Rivers? He's a good coach, but great?
He won a championship, and I'm telling you, last year's job, the way he put that team together, after they traded Tobias Harris, Chris Broussard sat at this desk right here and told me that they were tanking, that the Clippers were tanking. They traded away Tobias Harris. There's no way that they want to win or make the playoffs because they have to give up their first-round pick. And you know what they did? They made the playoffs. They won 48 games. They pushed the Warriors.
It was a great run.
Hey. And then in the offseason, they added two of the best players in the league. That team is going to win a championship. They're better than the Lakers when the season started. They're better than the Lakers now, and they'll be better than the Lakers when the playoffs start.
Stop it. Hey, I want to know.
And those guys are healthy right now.
LeBron's turning 35 at the end of this month, and you're not giving him any credit at all.
What are you talking about?
He's been phenomenal. The Lakers had the best record in the league at the one-third mark. LeBron leads the league in assists, leads the entire NBA in assists. And you're not giving him credit?
What do you want? I mean, is he an American Express card? I don't understand what you want from him. What do you want me to say? He's playing great in year 17.
Acknowledge LeBron's
He's playing
greatness.
Great in year 17. I was surprised. LeBron, though, here's the problem I have. After last year's dismal, disappointing season, because remember,
he got hurt.
No, stop. When he came back, he said he was in, what did he say? He was playoff activated. Do you remember the whole, I'm playoff activated
now?
Yeah,
he's trying to get the young guys.
And then what happened? They lost to the Hawks. They lost to the Grizzlies. They lost to the Suns. This is with LeBron James last year, and they didn't make the playoffs. Hold on. So this year, because he wasn't in the playoffs, LeBron came out like trying to prove something. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this and show everybody I'm still a guy and I'm not washed up. That was all for show, but that at 35 in year 17 with a long NBA season doesn't make sense. LeBron might be on fumes come the end of the year if he continued to play at that pace. So that made no sense. I didn't understand what he was trying to do. I will give you credit. He put up stats, put up numbers, that the beginning of the schedule was a lot of easy teams, and they dominated. But when it came time, he could have made a statement with the Clippers with that game on Christmas Day. They could have made another statement against the Bucks. They didn't do either one, and I'm telling you, those two teams are in their way for a championship. That's why I call them frauds.
So last year, you want to bag on LeBron last year. Do you know who he was playing with last year?
Nope, that was his team.
He was playing with
a
guy named Lance Stevenson. Do you think he's in the NBA, yes or no, right now?
No, he's not.
He's playing in, like, Japan. He was playing with Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram.
You know what everybody told me?
Do you know how bad the Pelicans are this year with Lonzo and Ingram?
They're like a 7-win team. One of the worst records
in the
NBA.
You would have said that Lonzo was going to be like a
Magic Johnson said that. Lonzo's going to break all my records or whatever.
And put his jersey in.
Yeah,
come on,
give me a break. Last year, the Lakers were garbage, okay? LeBron gets hurt, they were garbage. This year, best record in the NBA.
They don't have stuff
at the one-third mark. They did.
Do they have
this
it now?
They do not have that now. They have like the second or third best record in the NBA. But I want you to give a little more respect. Put a little more respect on LeBron's name, okay? He came into this year. Everybody said he was washed, right? He was hurt last year. He's done. Too many finals trips. The theory of reinvention. I've talked about this a lot, Rob. You love movies, right? Remember Robin Williams, the great actor? He was a really funny comedian on TV movies. And everybody said, oh, he's just a comedian. He can't do anything else. Then Robin Williams pivoted. Starts doing serious movies. Good Will Hunting. There's themes in movies, music, but what I've seen from LeBron that I've loved, Rob, is he has changed his game. He now leads the NBA in assists. He's never done that before. He said, you know what? I'm going to be a total facilitator. I'm going to be a point guard at 34, 35 years old. I'm going to get Anthony Davis involved. He's going to run the show. We need to applaud LeBron for what he's done in his career, and especially this year. It's been phenomenal.
It's not a lifetime achievement award. If LeBron James doesn't win the NBA championship this year with the Lakers, it's a failure. You could talk about all you want about his assist numbers and his stats. LeBron is the best stat sheet filler in the history of the NBA, and he's a great player. But he came to Los Angeles supposedly for one thing, is to win a championship.
Yes.
And if he doesn't get one, then LeBron has failed in Los Angeles. Those are the facts. If Kawhi Leonard in the same building who spurned LeBron, the Lakers had a chance. Kawhi Leonard had a chance to take the easy way out, join AD, join LeBron, and be on that team. He could take all the days off he wanted. They would have easily won an NBA championship, and he refused to join LeBron. And his act.
Well, that's because LeBron and the Lakers would not capitulate to Diva Uncle Dennis.
That's why they
give him a private jet at the ready and all this money.
That's right.
I mean, it was pathetic what Uncle Dennis and Diva Kawhi Leonard did.
That's why they waited till the last minute and then they boo-hooed after he picked the Clippers after them. You remember?
I'm so
everybody
over
Kawhi was
Leonard.
So everybody, all the Laker people were so hurt. You don't know how many chicken wing bets I won all over Los Angeles. People who work
chicken
at my building.
Bets?
Yeah, because everybody was convinced that he was going to the Lakers. Oh, there's no choice. I get to play with LeBron and go to the Lakers or play with the Clippers. I mean, everybody thought it was a done deal. And you did too. And they cried like babies. All of them.
Yeah. I would say it was a shocker, but now we know why he picked the Clippers. Because clearly they conceded to Uncle Dennis and Diva Kawhi Leonard and said, yeah, we'll give you the private jet. We'll give you all the money you want. Steve Ballmer's got more money than God. I mean, my God, that guy's so wealthy. Like, give Kawhi and Uncle Dennis those divas, whatever they want. Listen, as often as you go in on LeBron, I will double down on that fraud Kawhi Leonard. Gosh, I'm so over that guy. Back on the Dan Patrick Show after this.
If you purchase supplies for a business, you know it's nearly impossible to find everything you need in one place. And that's why there's Zorro.com, where the number one goal is to make your life easier. Zorro.com, that's Zorro.com, is where you'll find everything you need for your businesses of any size and almost any industry. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning supplies, and more. Zorro has tons of stuff for industries like electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, and more. You'll find brands you know and trust like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the United States. You'll also enjoy fast, free shipping of orders of $50 or more. Even if you don't have a business to shop for, you can still find lots of great items at Zorro.com. Visit Zorro.com/Dan to sign up for a Z-mail and get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/Dan. Sign up for the Z-mail and get 15% off your first order.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple, while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to
a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Welcome back, Dan Patrick Show. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jason McIntyre. You can follow us on Twitter, but I think we like Instagram more. Rob Parker now has a sneaker fetish now that he's all wealthy.
Stop, would you stop saying that?
He's buying all these sneakers.
I'm just, I work hard. You know I got like 9 jobs.
So we got the Big Ten Network on here in the studio. Alabama, Ohio State. One of the really awesome games of the playoffs, Ezekiel Elliott just went 80 yards for a house call to lock it up. That was a phenomenal game, Rob Parker. I do, listen, I'm not a bowl game guy. I can't stand these exhibition games. But the playoff games should be fun this weekend. By the way, they're tomorrow. They kind of sneak up on you, right? You got Christmas, NFL winding down. Those NBA games on Christmas were really, really decent, I guess. Now, yeah, it's the start of the NBA season, yeah. But I don't know. You know, yeah, LeBron gets down for the second Christmas in a row. Rob, let me quickly ask you about, are you into this NBA rating struggle story at all? Because NBA ratings have been down considerably. I know that Steph Curry's not there. Kevin Durant's not there.
16% is big. That's big.
But here's my thing. Do you think it's more about the young guys cutting cable? You know, a lot of like millennials in their 20s, you talk to them and they don't have cable TV, so they can't watch a lot of these games. And then you look at
they'd rather watch the clips. They watch the clips more so.
Yeah, you just watch the highlights. I mean, when you really look at it, there's so many other options. As opposed to when we were growing up, I mean, I didn't get cable till like fifth grade.
I didn't get cable until I went to college. You know why? Because we didn't have in New York. I grew up in New York when only Manhattan had cable and the other four boroughs didn't. And it was basically, I don't know if you remember this, but our borough president, Donald Manis was his name. He was involved in, he withheld Queens until the cable companies paid him off.
No.
Seriously. And then Donald Manis wound up committing suicide.
Oh, gosh.
And we got cable like 3 months later.
Well,
I'm not kidding you.
This like, took a turn there. Ladies.
I know. I'm just saying. But that's how long it took us to get cable. But the point of
options.
It's not just that. I also believe, I don't know, I thought that this year would be different in that there was burnout from the Warriors. They had made the finals 5 years in a row. It was kind of anticlimactic, right? We already knew who was going to be in the finals for the most part. It was the same two or three teams every year. And so I think the last couple of years, I thought people were getting tired of that. Mm. And I thought this year was going to be different because nobody really knew for sure who was going to be in the finals. And then the ratings come out, and they're bad.
But, Rob, I think the opposite is true. People love super teams.
No,
people love
I don't agree with that. I don't agree
with that. The Patriots have been on top of the NFL for 2 decades, basically. And the ratings have only gone up. The Patriots have been dominant for 2 decades.
The NFL's had its ratings concerns as well.
It had a brief hiccup a few years ago because all the quarterbacks were hurt. When you look at right now the NBA, no Kevin Durant, no Steph Curry, no super team. Like, listen, you want to talk about Milwaukee, such an awesome team. Nobody's watching Milwaukee. Nobody cares.
Why not? He's a great player.
Giannis is a great player. He's not must-see TV. He's a freak. He's like 6'11". He can dunk on anybody.
But you're saying that when they played the Lakers in that big matchup where they were 24-4, they got good ratings.
Because
the
Bucks are built for the regular season. The Bucks, Lakers, no. It's not, they weren't watching the Bucks. People love LeBron or hate LeBron.
Well, but they also wanted to see Giannis. I thought that was they were both 24-4. That was a great matchup. And then, of course, Sunday's Lakers Clippers were the highest rated game of the year, which makes sense. Everybody's home. It's a holiday. It's 8:00. You open your presents. You ate your food, and now you're looking for some entertainment. In the old days, before the NBA had these games on, you used to watch a movie on Christmas night. That's what people used to do. And now you watch NBA, which is fine. I understand the 5 games. People are home. It's good. It is a little surprising at how bad the ratings are, and we'll see now that football's coming to an end, you know, and the regular season is starting to heat up a little bit. the numbers will improve as it builds up to the playoffs.
They're not going to improve. They'll improve for LeBron.
You think this is all cable cutting?
No. I think that's a big part of it. But again, I'll come back to this. Steph Curry was a huge boon to the NBA. Okay, he led the NBA in jersey sales for 3 straight years. The Warriors were a ratings juggernaut because they played a beautiful brand of basketball. Okay, they came out of nowhere and dominated. And basically, for about a decade, all people wanted to watch was the Lakers. I'm sorry, not the Lakers. LeBron dominating or the Warriors. Anyone else that it was like, the Lakers stunk. Look at the big cities. The New York Knicks have stunk for over a decade. Bulls have been awful. I mean, they had Derrick Rose for like 2 years. And the Lakers, you know, until this year have been pretty bad, right? Kobe's teams were awful at the end. Like, you need those big markets to be good, and they've been terrible for the NBA.
Yeah, I get that. But I still wonder, because everybody was talking about the NBA. Oh, it's global. Everybody loves the NBA.
What about the China stuff?
And
I think that didn't help.
I don't think that helped at all. I agree with you. I think there are people still mad at the NBA, the way that thing was handled, and some of the stuff that came out. LeBron's comments, I don't think a lot of people appreciated those as well. So I agree. It has been a rocky start for the NBA, and they need to think about it. And the whole tournament, mid-season tournament, is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Terrible.
I mean, why in the world would Adam Silver even entertain it? I got a better plan. You want to fix the NBA? How about this? Instead of 16 of the 30 teams making the playoffs, which is weakens the regular season, and why people don't want to pay attention to it, because more than half the league makes it, how about this? Now you only put 5 teams from each conference. Now the regular season matters. If you were to have less teams, because you'd have to pay attention.
Okay, well,
I couldn't do load management if only 5 teams were making it.
But, Rob,
it makes a big difference.
These owners would never sign off on that. Right now, you take away the playoffs from some of these teams, and they can't host a playoff game. They're going to lose money for the season.
But you have to do something to fix the regular season and adding a tournament. Could you imagine if LeBron James got hurt playing in a meaningless tournament in around Thanksgiving or Christmas time?
That would
be the dumbest thing ever.
My belief is this is all misdirection, right? I think the NBA is trying to say, our ratings aren't bad. We got this great idea over here for an in-season tournament. And you're like, what the hell? It takes a month to explain the darn thing. And then I love, Rob, how they sweeten the deal with, we're
going to
give everybody $1 million.
Wow.
The minimum salary of the NBA is like $750,000. Like, come on, that's nothing to these guys. You're right. Awful idea. We finally agree on something.
Yes, we do agree on that.
It took 90 minutes. That's a terrible idea.
I don't. That's something that needs to be rethought. And like I said, the goal is to win a championship. God forbid you want these guys to play hard. Is it an exhibition? Or, the Washington Generals are available to be involved in that? Or are you asking people to really play hard? And my goodness, if a star player gets hurt in that tournament and not be available for the real finals or whatever, what would you think?
Yeah, and what happens if, like, Luka Doncic, he just went down, now he's back. But he was down for 2 weeks.
Right.
This guy's one of the best players in the league already.
No doubt.
And, like, imagine if he got hurt in that whatever that middle-of-the-season tournament is. And he wasn't available for the playoffs because, you need stars in the NBA is a star-driven league. Okay, I'm sorry. You could tell me Chris Middleton's an all-star.
No, I get it.
Nobody cares about that guy.
There's only
less than 10 guys in the league that you're tuning in to watch.
No, I agree.
And we haven't even seen Zion Williamson yet. Did you see the Zion story? The Pelicans are teaching him how to run now because of his weight and, his body's not going to be able to handle.
Basically, they're trying to teach
a 21-year-old man how to run.
They're saying that the way that he's running now is part of the issues that he's had because he's had, 3 injuries, right? The guy's only, how old is he, 20?
20, 21.
20, 21. He's already had 3 injuries.
They better not screw up Zion Williamson. I'll tell you that right now. I want to see this guy play. He is a human highlight reel. When he was in the summer league, I tuned in. You're tuning in to watch Zion Williamson.
No, you want to watch him, but it'll be interesting to see. Do you think he'll play this year?
I think he's going to sit out like Ben Simmons did, like Blake Griffin did. Like, what's the value in going out? I mean, the team stinks. Why not tank and get a top 5 pick?
How about when you talk about bad ratings, remember, those games, all the Pelicans games, they put them on national TV a lot.
Warriors.
How about ESPN backed out of a Warriors game earlier this year? Did you see that like a week or two ago?
Terrible.
It was a Friday night. They backed out of the game.
They're starting a bunch of guys who are like G League quality players. But as I told you recently, I ran into Steph Curry at my gym where I play basketball and work out and everything. Steph Curry was in the area getting hand surgery. So I walk out of playing some pickup basketball. I see this, couple tall guys, and I'm like, those guys are tall. People walking toward them, they had their backs to me, are like, oh, my gosh, look who it is. And I was like, that's Curry. So we start talking, and I had interviewed him before.
So wait a minute, you went over and introduced yourself? Did you remember
I was like,
you?
Hey, Steph, you probably don't remember me. And he turns and looks. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. But he was probably just being nice.
Right.
You know, I do say a lot of nice stuff about Steph Curry. I've been banging that he's the second best point guard in NBA history.
Non-athlete.
I started that a couple years ago. And Curry's been just awesome.
Not playing defense or being hidden defensively, that makes him
a second
best.
I mean, he's not a great defender.
Okay, I just want to know.
But he's one of the transformative NBA players in the history of the sport.
Okay? He's not better than Isaiah Thomas.
Oh,
never will be. never will be. Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas in his prime beat Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and Magic Johnson.
Preach!
Stop it.
MVP awards for Isaiah Thomas?
Nobody else did that.
How many first place votes for Isaiah Thomas?
And he won
MVP.
And he won a back-to-back title.
Speaking of back-to-back, Steph Curry went back-to-back as MVP of the NBA in the middle of LeBron's prime.
Steph Curry couldn't even win an MVP in the finals.
Steph Curry is the only unanimous MVP in NBA history. And Jordan didn't do that.
And Steph Curry is the author of the biggest choke in NBA Finals history. They were up 3-1, a 73-win team. I wouldn't show my face in public. They choked down a 3-1 lead.
You want to know what the line?
They choked down a 3-1 lead.
They did. That was bad. You want to know what the line was of moms taking pictures with Curry as we're talking?
I get it.
And I say to Steph, I say, Steph, I pitch this on my radio show. You guys end up with the worst record in the league. You have the number one pick in 2020. You win the lottery. You package out with D'Angelo Russell, and you call Milwaukee. And he looks at me and goes, Giannis? And I said, yeah, you call and make a run at Giannis. And he kind of laughed. He said, we're going to have some options. They could go after Giannis, Ben Simmons, Karl Anthony Towns. I'm telling you, the Warriors may be down. You can kick them and mock the 3-1. They're going to be back next year with a vengeance.
I don't believe it. Because you know what? They needed to go get Durant. And that's the only reason they got – Steph has those other championships.
Steph won a ring without Durant.
No, last year, yeah. And
beat LeBron.
The Cavaliers team didn't have Kyrie, and they didn't have Kevin Love.
I should mention Draymond was suspended.
For one game.
And their starting center, Andrew Bogut, was injured in that series and couldn't come back.
But you just told me Steph's the second-best point guard. He should win it by himself. Last year –
He is the second-best
point
guard.
Last year without Kevin Durant, I banged on this desk. No KD – No title. Everybody's like, Steph can go back to being what he was. He was overshadowed by KD. Now it's his team again. They didn't win a title. Are you kidding? You know what? No KD, no title. That's what it was last year. You need to stop with that.
So Klay Thompson gets hurt, KD gets hurt, and they lose to the fraudulent Raptors.
Steph Curry.
Are you kidding me?
With less than 20 seconds to go in an NBA playoff game. Right? And a chance to tie the game or put them ahead. Steph Curry is 0-for-8 in clutch shots with less than 20 seconds to go with the game on the line. And in that last playoff game, that game six, where he had a shot to tie the game, he missed it. He had an open look three that could have given them the win. Am I right or wrong on that?
He did miss that shot. You know what my favorite Isaiah Thomas moment? How was when Michael Jordan's Bulls finally broke through in the East, took down Isaiah. Isaiah Thomas quit and walked off the court with 10 seconds left. Didn't shake hands, just bolted. Isaiah Thomas, he's got a little Antonio Brown
in him.
Now, I shouldn't say bad things.
Don't say that.
Because the guy I've met out here in L.A. is friends with him and introduced me to a lot of people. But don't be comparing Isaiah Thomas. He's not on Steph Curry's level.
Yes, he is. He's better than Steph Curry.
He can battle Jason Kidd and John Stockton
it ain't
for
even
third
close.
Best point guard in NBA history.
It ain't even close.
You know what's going to happen?
Stop with the Steph Curry thing.
This year, maybe next year. LeBron is going to pass Isaiah Thomas for more assists in his career.
That's fine.
LeBron, he's going to pass Isaiah.
LeBron is a stat. I told you, nobody pads stats better than LeBron.
No, that's Russell Westbrook. Stop it. Dude, LeBron Seriously. Gets stats because he's a beast.
That's all right. But he also has 6 finals losses.
Let me ask you, who's we need to do a top 20 NBA players all time. Is Isaiah Thomas a top 20 all-time NBA player?
I don't have
player?
The list.
I don't know if he is. He's close. He's like he's in close. The 15 to 20 range. Curry's in there. No doubt.
Isaiah was a monster. Zeke, go back and relook at his career.
He never won an MVP award.
He
not
also,
won.
You know what? Jerry West never won an MVP award either. He didn't. I'm telling you.
Jerry West won final,
he
won
never,
a title.
I said a regular season MVP. He never won one.
I have
one.
To look that up.
Google
He's
it.
He's the logo.
Google it. So now he'll be, all of a sudden he got quiet.
I'm sorry. I don't know my 1960s NBA.
I'm just telling you. Jerry West didn't win one. That's why LeBron is the fofo.
He did not.
He didn't win one. I'm telling you.
So Jerry West, yes. And he won a finals MVP, but never a regular. No, I didn't say that.
Okay, so I'm trying to make the point.
Jerry West is very good.
Don't use that against Isaiah. There were times when big guys won all the MVP, just like in the NFL, right. where the quarterbacks win all the MVP awards. That doesn't mean
Steph
that a guy
Curry's
wasn't
ahead of Jerry West all time.
No,
well.
I'm just trying to.
No doubt. Jerry West lost the finals 9 times, guys. Come on.
I'm just trying to tell
Let's
you
relax.
What they were able to do, and I just told you, Isaiah beat Jordan, Bird, and Magic all in their prime.
And he didn't have the talent that Curry had around him.
They were the
him.
Bad boys. They were winning games because they were roughing up everybody. Spider Sally, Joe Dumars, who was a great player. Dennis Rodman.
Nope.
Rick Mahorn.
James
Buda Edwards.
Right.
Lambeer. Yeah, those are some ugly NBA games. And they won a couple titles. That's great. Two titles for Isaiah, right? They could have won three. Yeah, Steph Curry has 3 and
He's
2
got
MVPs.
One. Steph Curry has 1.
Steph Curry has 1.
Steph Curry has 1 title. We're taking, oh my God. I might have to leave. You might have to turn off the camera. You're saying now that Steph Curry has 1 title, not 3?
Any point guard would have won a title on that team.
Right. This is blasphemy.
And you know what? Curry was so good that they gave the MVP to Iguodala.
Iguodala was great.
Think about that.
Oh, man. This slander. Listen, I don't want to get fired on the job, but guys, come on. This is embarrassing. Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas. It ain't close, dog. Curry. Oh, he's so good. Anyways.
Just because you saw him at the gym, you got a thing for Steph Curry.
My gym. My house. In sports, a top-notch organization has it all, like a great front office and incredible personnel. It's no different when it comes to buying or selling your car. You need to have an MVP at every level. Visit TrueCar. When you're ready to discover, buy, or sell your next car, visit True Car. Rob Parker, what should we talk about next here on the Dan Patrick Show? I mean, listen, we could go back to Curry, and I could beat you up more. Isaiah Thomas, get out of here. I think we're going to get back to Antonio Brown, see if there's new news there. The Saints taking a major chance with Antonio Brown, who's got more baggage than Rob Parker on his trip to Antarctica. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering you great rates and great service for 75 years, it's GEICO. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. No recordings. The company, GEICO. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of GEICO for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from D.C. and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in 2 great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst.
They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Well, Tupac, back here on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm Jason McIntyre. He's Rob Parker. Dan Patrick Show brought to you by Mercedes AMG Driving Performance. A couple bowl games today. I don't know if anybody cares. I mean, they're exhibition games, right, Rob? Where's the interest level in bowl games?
What's happened?
Don't tell me the playoff killed them.
No, it used to be. It's part of it, but it used to be a big deal when there was only a handful of bowl
now
games.
Anybody now who's 500 gets to go to school.
It's a bowl game that just, it's like anything. You kill it. And it's just not the interest. There's all these bowl games on. You can't watch
but
all
basically,
of them.
The players started to get smart. These games mean nothing to the players.
I wouldn't play in those if I was a big star heading to the NFL. Why?
So
a national championship game I would play in. But anything else, I would bow out.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina Temple, I have already bet North Carolina. The line's starting to move. Hey, North Carolina pretty good with Mac Brown there.
You had a bad year betting, didn't you?
College football was rough. NFL's been good. College football is not great. Michigan State, Wake Forest. I took Wake Forest. Oklahoma State, A&M. I got A&M, but at 6.5, it's down to 4.5. That's not great. And then the big game tonight, USC, Iowa. Who you got in that one? Clay Helton? For USC, I think there's going to be a lot of points. That's my guess.
A lot of points. But who do you have?
I took USC.
Okay.
Everybody's taking Iowa, so I'm like, I'll go the other way. And then Air Force, Washington State, who cares? The big playoff game's tomorrow, obviously. But the big news today, Antonio Brown in New Orleans.
Listen, it doesn't mean they have a deal done. They say they're doing their due diligence, and I get it. They're taking a look at them, and watch. Now that they've done that, that will open up other teams to bring them in as well. I believe that. Because once they go, what are the Saints doing? What do they see? Why are they willing to do this? Do they know something we don't know? Is he going to be available? We need to take a look at him to see what this guy's. You said it earlier. Jason, he's only 31. He's not an old guy. Not people know that this guy can still play. And we saw a little bit up in New England.
I don't necessarily think it's the play, Rob. Everybody knows he's skilled and fast and he can get open. It's the other stuff, man. The baggage. Who wants to deal with that?
A lot of people deal with baggage. If it's worth it, if the guy can help you win, that's why I think people get second and third. You know this, the minute you can't play anymore, or they don't believe you can help them, you're done.
How about you,
guys? The Ray Rice video, that hurt him, right? Okay, we got it. But we've seen people do some really bad stuff and still get another opportunity. They didn't believe he could play anymore. That's why he never got another chance.
I'll give you a name.
You disagree with that?
Ray Rice?
Yeah.
I don't want to revisit that. Too old. I want to ask you about Josh Gordon. Okay?
We got Josh Gordon, got nothing but chances.
But he's never really done anything in recent years against the law, other than he's basically can't get off alcohol, can't get off drugs.
Those are the rules of the league. That's why he keeps getting.
Okay, and that's the thing. So you would not have given Josh Gordon a chance?
I did not say that, but my point is the only reason that Josh Gordon continues to get opportunities is because he can catch the football.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But I'll say this. Josh Gordon is really only hurting himself.
Yeah, but still.
As far as I know that's been reported, Antonio Brown's hurting other people. And that's why I'm just not in on that, man. Now, Josh Gordon, by the way, with Seattle was pretty good. Seattle was on the way to the number one seed. What happened last week? Josh Gordon fails another drug test. Out. Done. Seattle gets curb stomped by Arizona. And now if they lose to San Fran, they're going to have to go on the road in the first round. And listen, Josh Gordon, it worked while it worked.
Your argument is I got an issue with your argument about hurting other people because there are other people. I don't have the list in front of me, but I brought up Hardy. I brought up all kinds of people who were convicted of bad stuff against other people, and they got other opportunities. Is that not right? Not true?
I mean, again,
when you say
it really is a case-by-case basis,
right, but
in this kind of thing. Like, I just don't know what Antonio Brown brings to the table in the locker room. Remember, this is a guy, Rob Parker, before the Patriots playoff game, guess who's going on FaceTime and posting YouTube Live or whatever it was? Antonio Brown.
That's not the end of the world.
In the locker room.
That's not
the end of the world. Mike Tomlin's making a speech. It's not the end of the world. But Tomlin was caught on video saying, you know, bleep, 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 the Patriots. You think Bill Belichick didn't use that as ammo? It's just a consistency thing of always doing the wrong thing outside the hashes. I don't need those headaches.
I think you're overdoing. He's got issues. There's no doubt about it. He needs some help, but he's a talented guy. And some guys like that are worth taking a chance on. Well, I talked about it earlier. The risk versus the reward. Sometimes you got to take a big risk talented people. That's all I'm saying.
Odell Beckham
could be
on the market.
Same thing.
Well, are you trading for him?
People would take a chance.
Are you taking a chance?
I would take a chance on him.
You giving up what? A first-round pick? A starter?
Whatever it is. If I think the guy can help me right now and help me win, I know he had a bad year in Cleveland, but it doesn't mean he's still a young guy. I would take a chance if I really believed
he organized a boat trip just because they got to the playoffs. Then he went and dropped like three passes against the Packers. I'm telling you, man, these wide receivers are so overrated when it comes to winning.
And what about the other guys who didn't have on boat trip and they were terrible in the playoffs? I mean, you don't hold it against them because you didn't see a picture of them on a boat trip. I just don't understand that.
That's leadership. Boat trips right before the playoffs. Leadership. Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, class acts. I don't think we're done on this topic. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jason McIntyre. It is the Dan Patrick Show on a Friday.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
By the time you finish this ad, 1,157 people will have planned their travel on Skyscanner. Skyscanner is here to make travel simple while finding you the best deals. From flights and hotels to car rentals, we bring everything together in one place so you can plan the perfect trip from DC and beyond. Discover why over 100 million travelers trust us every month. Search Skyscanner or download the Skyscanner app today.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.